Begin the current daf and says the Rosh Hashanah daf hey. Begin three lines down for the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. And that is our Mishnah opened up with Nisan being one of the four Rosh Hashanahs that we mentioned, the beginning of the year. And one of the things that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for is L'Regalim. And that is Pesach, which as the Gemara had explained was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, is the first of the three Amtaivim to have to be over the Isra Bal Ta'achar. And that is if one has a Chiv to, let's say, bring a certain type of a carbon, and he doesn't bring it within three Amtaivim, that will be the Issa Bal Ta'achar. On that, Rabbi Shimon qualifies. It's only if Pesach is the first one. But let's say you made the oath before Shavuos. You would only begin counting the three from Pesach because that's the Rosh Hashanah lirikal. Now, there were different opinions mentioned in the Bryce on the previous stuff. One of them, two of them were that actually the Issa Bal Ta'achar is not with three Yamitayvim. It's either one or two. Those are the different opinions mentioned. So then the Gemara asked, regarding the source of Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon, where they learned that it's three Amtaivim from the fact that the Torah is redundant in repeating regarding the three times a year that one has to go ahead and bring his obligations, and if one does not, then you're over Bal Ta'achar, that it repeats Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. So they explained that the reason why it's repeated is to tell you that it's only by violating, by bypassing these three Amtaivim, and Reb Shimon that says it has to be in that order. Now, however, according to the other opinions, they learn Bal Ta'achar even one Yom Tov or two Yom Tovim from a different source. So the Gemara asks, what do they do with that pasuk? Why is it redundant and repeating Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos? So the Gemara explained that it's coming to compare Shavuos to Pesach to say, just like Pesach, you could be mashlim, you could complete. If you didn't bring the chiv of the Karban Chagig on the first day of Pesach, you could bring it for all 7 days of Pesach. So to Shavuos, even though Yom Tov is even only one day, you could make up for the Karban Chagig for the 7 days after that. Now that's why Gemara continues and asks. Now, however, for Tanakam Reb Shimon, according to the Tanakam Reb Shimon, where they use already this pasuk of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos to teach you the Isra Bal Ta'achar, that's only after bypassing these three Amtaivim. So Tashlum Al Atzeres Manalahu, where do they know that halacha that we were teaching according to the other opinions that Reb Meir and the other ones that hold that it's only going to be after one or two, and the reason why the Torah mentions and repeats Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos is to compare Shavuos to Sukkos. Now, they don't have that extra pasuk to teach you that because they're teaching about halacha Bal Ta'achar. So where do they know this halacha that you can make up for the Karma Chagig on Shavuos for 7 days after that? Now, as Rashi explains, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, who he learns that the Issa Bal Ta'achar is only going to be if you bypass Sukkos, according to his opinion, it's not a question because he learns out there's three Amitavim that are redundant. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. He learns out the Issa Bal Ta'achar because it was in the context of Sukkos anyway, and why did it repeat Sukkos, even though it's repeating, is to tell you that the Yom Tov of Sukkos is the only factor that's important for the Issa Bal Ta'achar. So he's still left over with the extra words Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, so he could make the drasha of comparing Shavuos to Pesach to tell you regarding the halacha of Tashlumin. But according to Tanakama and Reb Shimon, where they totally use the words of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos to teach the halacha Bal Ta'achar, which is only after these three Amtaivim, where do they know the halacha of Tashlumin for Shavuos? Because again, they can't know, like as the other opinions we mentioned, which learning it, that we said Shavuos and Pesach to learn from each other, they need it for the other drasha. So that the Gemara says, Nafkalahum and the Tani Rabbi Bashmul. They learn it from that Rabbi Hashmul had taught. The Tani Rabbi Bashmul, Amritari, the Torah tells you, Minei Yamim, count days. In other words, when we're counting the calculations of the month, we do it by days, as the pasuk says in Midbar Yudav, ad chodesh yamim, until a month of days, which means to say that the different variables in a month is counted by the metrics of days. And then the kadesh chodesh, and then you sanctify the month, which means to say Rish Chodesh, that's the yom tov of the month, with its karbanos, which is on Rish Chodesh. Now, the same thing applies, minei yamim, count days, which is what we do with Svira, from Pesach to Shavuos, and then Mekadosh Atzeres, and then you sanctify Shavuos, which means that you bring the Karbanos on Shavuos for the different metrics that go into making Shavuos. Now, therefore, we make the following comparison. Machaydish Lumnuyav, just like the month, which is celebrated on Rish Chodesh. You celebrate it, in other words, it's sanctified by one of the variables, one of the numbers that it's counted by. In other words, on Rish Chodesh is when you bring the Karbanos of the month, which it was set aside, one day should be celebrated because that's how you count the month. You count it by days. And therefore the Gemara says, Af Atzeres, so to Shavuos, when you bring the Karbanos for Shavuos, is also Limnuyav, is also for the way of that, how you factor the counting of Shavuos, which the way we count Shavuos is by weeks, as it says in Pasuk in Birkei Chav Gimel, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyena. We count the Yom Tov of Shavuos through weeks, it's 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos, And therefore, that's how we know that the tashlumin will also be, in other words, we could bring the karbonus of this yamtiv by the metrics, by the numbers, how it's counted, which is by weeks. And therefore, you have tashlumin for 7 days after Shavuos because it's celebrated that by one of its numbers, just like the Rosh Chodesh is celebrated by one of its numbers, which is one day. That's how we count the month. The way we count for Shavuos is by weeks, so you celebrate it for a week afterwards. And that's how we know, according to these opinions, that the tashlumin of Shavuos will be for 7 days after. Now that the Gemara asks, but Eima, let's say that the tashlumin of Atzeres is Chal Yema, how do you know maybe that you could only make up for Shavuos for one day? Because, yes, it's exactly the comparison you said by using the metrics, because the Pasuk says also, Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim, that one of the ways we count for Shavuos is by days. 50 days we count, 49 days, and then the 50th is Shavuos. So maybe there we should also use one of its numbers, which like Rish Chodesh is one day, here also should only be allowed for one day. So that Amar Rava answered, he said, Atu Atzeres Yemim Meninen Shavuos Lo Meninen. Says, what do you think? For Shavuos, we only count days, and that's why you're limiting it to one day, but not weeks, that we couldn't be able to use it also for its numbers of weeks. But the master had said that the halacha of the mitzvah of Svir Sa'imra is mitzvah l'mim niyemi or mitzvah l'mim nishvui. Then in the mitzvah of counting the days, how many days is it that we're leading up to Shavuos, and how many weeks is it? And therefore, since there's weeks, we can use it for a week after, because that's one of its numbers. V'ayd, moreover, how do we call this Yom Tov of Shavuos? Chag Shavuos Ksiv, it's called Chag Shavuos, which means the Yom Tov of the weeks. And again, so therefore we see that it's factored by weeks, and those are the numbers. And therefore, just like Rish Chodesh, you sanctify it, you bring its carbon by the numbers that it's used to calculate it, so to Shavuos is by the numbers that it's used to calculate, which is weeks, and that's where you can bring it for 7 days afterwards. Now the Gemara goes back to what the Tana had mentioned in the previous daf, which was calculating all the different obligations one has, that if one doesn't bring it within 3 months, or according to the other opinions, 1 month or 2 months, or Pesach being first, that then one violates the Issa Bal Ta'achar. So the Gemara's question is that one of the items was U'Pesach, and the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara is bothered. Bar Mikrav Ber Golem Hu? Is the Karban Pesach something that could be brought on the Yom Tovim to say that if you bypass three of them, that then you violate Bal Ta'achar? But Pesach Zim Nekevile. Pesach has a set time. You could only bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. And therefore, I akrive, if you brought on the 14th of Nisan, then you did. V'lo akrive, and if you didn't bring it, itchile, it's already rejected. You can't even bring it anymore. So what does it mean that if you, let's say, miss Pesach, and then you miss Shavuos and miss Sukkot, then you're ever about to Acha? What do you mean? Once you miss the 14th of Nisan, it's over. You can't bring it anyways anymore. So what would it mean that it would be violation of the Issa Bal Ta'achar? So that Digmar gives two answers. Amar Rav Chizkiya, he says, actually, Pesach Kedi Nisva, which means say that it was just mentioned as it was said together with its general category, that is Bechair and Maiser, which are applicable. Generally, that's they're in the same category, Pesach, Maiser, and Bechair, which they have similar halachas, and therefore it was mentioned along with it, but you're right, actually, it doesn't apply for halacha Bal Ta'achar, because it doesn't apply past the 4th of Nisan. Or the Gemara gives a different answer, of Sheshar Zamar. He says, my Pesach, what does it mean when it talks about the carbon Pesach? If you don't bring it with a three Yom Tovim, then you'll be over Bal Ta'achar. It's a reference to Shalmi Pesach, which means to say that if, let's say, someone doesn't bring his carbon in the proper time, which, for example, let's say it was lost, so then he had to go ahead and bring a different carbon Pesach. And then he finds that one, but he already had the atonement with the one that he made as a replacement. So what happens to that carbon Pesach? It becomes a Shlomim. It now has a different sanctity, which, as Gemara learns in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, that it takes on that status. Now, this Karban Shlamim, which is really a leftover Karban Pesach, if you bypass three Yom Tovim and you don't bring it, then you will be violating Bal Ta'achar on it. Now, but then the Gemara asks, Ihachib, that's the description, you're calling this as a Pesach, which means to say it's the Shalmi Pesach, then Hayin Shlam, then that's already was included in the Braisa of the cases of Shlamim. So that the Gemara says no, because Tanish Shlam HaBoim Machmas Pesach, we wanted to teach you a Karban Shlam that comes by default of the Karban Pesach, and with Tanish Shlam HaBoim Machmas Asman, then we wanted to say also the Karban Shlam that was initially sanctified as a Karban Shlam. And that is because, Sal Gedeitach Emina, I would have thought to say, Hailu Machmas Pesach Ka'asu, since this Shlamim, it came through the process of a Karban Pesach, it's just filling the role, it was sanctified as a Karban Pesach, but then we couldn't because we brought another one, it was lost. Now then when we found it, it becomes a Shlamim. Now, we would think to say, and we continue on to Amud Bey, is that Kepesach Damu. But at least it would have the halachis as the Karban Pesach. It fills its shoes, just it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. And therefore, it would be violation of Bal Ta'achar already after the first Yom Tov. Just like a Karban Pesach, you can't bypass the first Yom Tov of Pesach because then it gets rejected. Kemash Shalom, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that no, it is now like a regular Shlamim, which you have up to 3 months, up to 3 Yom Tovim, 3 regalim to be over the Bal Ta'achar, but if you're just passing the 4th of Nisan, you have not violated the Isra Bal Ta'achar on the Shalmei Pesach. Now the Gemara asks, Menahan the Mili. Where do we know in the previous daf there was a brisa that delineated all different types of items that if one doesn't bring it within the proper framework, which according to the opinions of, let's say, it's three amtaivim that you're ever about to acher, where's the source that these things are included in the isa about to acher? So the Gemara brings a charm, like we learned in the brisa. So pasuk in Devarim, which the Gemara is going to expound, which begins with the words that the Gemara quotes, Kisidr Neder. If a person takes upon himself an oath, and then the pasuk there continues, Lashem Alekecha, for Hashem your God, Lo Yisa'ach L'Sham, he shouldn't be late in completing it, in bringing and paying it, Ki Darish Yidr Shena, because it will be summoned, Hashem Alekecha, Mi'imach Hashem will summon what you owe to him from that's with you, V'ho Yivachochet, and then there will be a sin by you. So now the Gemara expounds the different words in the pasuk to illustrate how we see all these different halachas, where it starts off, as we said, Kisidr Neder. That if one takes a vow, now, ainly ela neder, I would only know that the halacha baal ta'acha applies to what's halachically called a neder, which is if someone says hari alai, he takes an oath, he takes responsibility for bringing something, which no matter what happens to it, he still has to bring it. Now, nedav eminayin, how would I know that also what's called a donation, that there would also apply baal ta'acha, where that's different than halacha, which is called hari zu. Someone says hari alai oila, hari alai carbon, then he has the responsibility, no matter which one he ends up saying will be the one. If the heck gets lost, he has to bring a new one. Hari zu is this one. If something happens to it, then it's a loss to hektish. I don't have to go out and bring a new one. How would I know that even by nedava, the halacha is about to acher would apply? So now the brisa says, nemer kan neder, it says over here in the pasuk about to acher an oath, v'nemer lahaln, and there's another pasuk that says im neder or nedava, whether it be a neder or a nedava. Now, ma'alahal nedava ima, just like over there when it's a reference to neder, it includes a nedava with it. Avka nedava ima, here also it includes a nedava with it. That's how we know the halacha of baal ta'achar applies even to harizu. Then the pasuk continues, if someone takes an oath, Lashem alekecha, Hashem your God. Now, that the brisa says, elu haddamin, that's a reference to when someone says that the value of myself or someone else will be brought to hektish. Or ha'arochen, or the erichen, which is a certain set value that Torah gives to certain genders and ages. V'acharamen, or this is cher megevaya, which is someone makes it cheyrim l'Hashem, also has to be going to hekdesh. Or v'hekdeshes, or regarding hekdeshes, where all these items are what's, they are sanctified to the bedek habayis, and they all go l'Hashem, which is why we see this in the pasuk l'Hashem l'kecha, because the kahanim don't get any of this at all, which is other kabbanis or other things that kind of get a portion of this. These things are totally Lashem Alekecha. That's how we see that when it says Lashem Alekecha, it's a reference to these items. If you don't bring it within the framework of the three amatayvim, you're even balta acher. Then the pasuk continues and says, Leisa acher l'sham, you shouldn't be late in paying it. Now, l'sham moi seems like it's being mamayit, it's excluding something else, to pay it, which is who? On the item itself, that you're going to violate baal ta'achar. But not with the thing that you're swapping it for, which later on will explain what is that a reference to when you swap it with something else, that then that exchange will not have the violation of baal ta'achar. And the pasuk says, Ki darish tidur shenu, because Hashem will seek it out. Now, elu chatayis of Hashem, this is a reference to when someone has a carbon chatzas or ashu, when he has done an avera, where that is something that Hashem will seek and search from you and summon from you because they're an obligation for you to bring. They're not like a neder nedava. So that's included in Darish Yidushana. And also included in that is also Eilei Sishlamim, karbanos that are totally sacrificed or some karbanos that are eaten, where that's a reference to an Eilei Shri'iyah and a Shammei Chagiga, which are brought on Yom HaTov, which they're obligatory. That's why it's Darish Yidushana. But regards to a regular neder nedava, that was already included in the pasuk as we mentioned before. And essentially for this, Chiv of Darish Yidushana would include Bechayr, Maestra, Pesach, where they're also obligatory. They would also be included in the Issa Baal Ta'achar from Kidarish Yidushana. Now it says Hashem Alekecha, it says Hashem your God. Now that, the Brisa says, a reference to Eile Tzedakos U'Maestras U'Bechayr. It's a reference to when someone has said he's going to give something to charity, or a Maestr, or Bechayr. Now because this is actually extra words, seemingly extra words in the Pasuk. Because it should have just said, Ki Darish Yidur Shena, and regarding Hashem Lekecha, the Pasuk already mentioned that before in the Pasuk. Now, the reason why it repeats Hashem Lekecha is to include Tzedakah and Maaser, where the Pasuk uses the same terminology of Hashem Lekecha by them. Where we find the Lechotia Tzedakah Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, we see regarding Tzedakah, it says Hashem Lekecha. And regarding Maaser too, it says Vechad Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, Maaser Digancha. So that's why it repeats Hashem Lekecha to include Tzedakah and Maaser in this Chiyuv Mabal Ta'achar. And then it says that he will seek this out, me'imach, from that's what's with you, which that's a reference to zeleket shikhlu peah, that's a reference to the gleanings, when one is reaping and things fall down, or the bundles that are left over, or the corners of the field, where these are portions that go to the poor person, where it says in the pasuk, so on the imach, so we see me'imach is a reference to the matnas anim that also is called imach. That's a reference that these things will also have bal ta'acher if one does not give it to them within 3 yom tovim. And the pasuk concludes v'hoi b'chochet, and then if you violate this, there will be a sin upon you. Now the diak is b'cha, in you there will be a sin. However, in your carbon, there will not be a sin, which means to say that the carbon does not become possible. It's not invalidated if one holds on to it for more than 3 yom tovim, although the person has violated, but the carbon does not become violated. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa. Amamar, it said in the Braisa, Loisa'achar l'shama, the Pasuk says, you should not delay in bringing it, which means, Hu v'lei chilufav, the Issa Bal Ta'achar would apply only to it, but not with what you're swapping it with. Now the Gemara wants to understand, chilufi mai, exactly which carbon are we talking about, that you're swapping it for something else, that then the chilufin will not have this halacha of bal ta'achar. And that is, e chilufa oyla shlam. The Gemara says, if you're going to entertain that's a reference to when you take a carbon oyla. For example, it was lost, and then you designate another one in its place. Then you find the first one, and one has an atonement with that. Now, regarding the second carbon, the one that you swapped it with, now you're holding on to that carbon. So the question is that we're going to propose and say that regarding that carbon, there won't be issa bal ta'achar if you don't bring it within 3 months, 3 yom tovim. And that the Gemara asks, but mikrav karvi, that chilufin that you had swatched, you made it in place of it, but then you found the first one and you brought the first one, now you have this one left over, it's brought as a carbon. Now, since it's brought as its own carbon, so it would seem applicable for what the pasuk says, that leisa achar l'shamai, this carbon itself should also not be delayed in bringing it. So why would we say that that would be excluded from l'shamai? This also has l'shamai. Now, if you say it's a reference to when one had swapped it for a carbon chatas, where now that the owner had found the first one and therefore got an atonement with the first one, so that's essentially included in what's called in the five categories of when the carbon chatas has to die, it's called chamesh chatois hamesos, then lamisa azla. So then this carbon that's the chalipin has to die. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to bal ta'achar on it because you can't even bring it. It has to die. So that obviously cannot be the reference in what we're excluding in the pasuk that's not bal ta'achar because it's not even brought. So, elamai chilufav. So what do we have to say is the carbon that we were swapping for the original one, where when we then bring the first one, we'll say that this one will not have the issa bal ta'achar, must be chilufei taida, must be talked about when one had swapped a carbon taida with another carbon taida. But then they got mixed up. The first one, the original one, and the one that the chilupin had done with. Now, regarding the carbon taida, there's a specific din that has to be brought with chalas. Now, however, that halachas that you have to bring breads with the carbon taida is only with the original one and not with the one that you swapped it with, nor with the one that you did tamur with that you had tried to exchange it with, where they do not need bread. Now, therefore, that applies as the Gemara brings the Tanya Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught, regarding carbon taida that gets mixed with the one that you tried exchanging the kedusha with, or as we're trying to illustrate, the same thing in our case of chilupin, if you tried switching it with another other one, because let's say it got lost, then they got mixed together. Umesa achasmen. Then one of them died. Now, the reason why we're saying that one of them died is because if both of them would still be around, so there wouldn't be any problem. Even though you mixed up, you're not sure which is which, you would just bring the two karbanas, and you would bring just one set of 40 chalas as the karban taida is supposed to be. And then you would say, whichever one is the original karban taida, that's the one that now when it gets slaughtered will sanctify its chalas with it, as is the halacha. But now that we're talking about that one of them died, so on that, Reb Chiya taught, chaverta in letakana, the remaining one, the one that's still alive, has nothing to do with it. You can't bring it because hey chalavi, what are you supposed to do? Likarva v'likriv lechem bada. If you're going to go ahead and bring it as a carbon taida with the loaves of bread with it, well dimul tamurhi. Maybe it's the one that was the exchange, which chalas are not supposed to be brought with it. Now, if you're going to say likriv balay lechem, now bring it without the breads. Well dimul taida. Maybe it's a carbon taida, and it could only be brought with its breads. Now, so therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. That must be the case, which we're saying that this will be excluded from the iser of bal ta'achar. But then the Gemara asks, but v'kivin alav basakravahi, the way you just described the case, you can't even bring this leftover carbon, the chalip, and the one that was exchanged. So let alone saying that there's not going to be an issa bal ta'achar, but you can't even bring it. So kralamuti lamali, why would I need a pasuk to say, oh, this remaining carbon will not have the issa bal ta'achar, but you can't even bring it in the first place? So essentially it would be just like the chilupin of the chatas, that it wouldn't apply anyways the issa bal ta'achar. If I can't bring it, of course I'm not going to get a violation of not bringing it with the 3 yom tovim. So the Gemara says, rather, Amrav Sheshes, he says, La'olam l'mu'utei chalufa oyla b'shlam. Actually, when it says, Lo'is achar l'shal moy, that you shouldn't delay in bringing that carbon. but it's coming to exclude its chilupin, what you switched it for, it's talking about a carbon oil and shlam. But v'hachmai eskinu, what we're talking about is in a specific case. Kugan sh'avru lav shnei regalim. We're talking about that you had a carbon that you're supposed to bring with him through Yom Tevim. Now already one Yom Tev went by, and a second Yom Tev went by, but then v'humam, it developed a blemish. Now, you can't bring a carbon with a blemish. So v'chilla al-achar, then he deconsecrates that carbon onto a different animal, where he says, zeh tacha zeh, this should take the place of the first one. And then the one that has the blemish goes out and it's unconsecrated. Now you have the new one. Now the new one was va'avalav regal achad. You already bypassed one yamtib with the new one that took the place of the old one. Now, I would have thought to say, ha'il mekoich kamakasi, this new one is really just taking over from the first one. Now, therefore, it's command the avalav gimel or golem dami. It's as if you violated the isla bal ta'achir, because together, cumulatively, you have already three yam tevim that they passed. The first one, 2 months, two yam tevim. Then it had the blemish. Now, the new one did 1 month. It just took over. So you have violated. You haven't brought it within three yam tevim. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. And the pasuk is teaching you that regarding one carbon, if you bypass the time of three yam tevim, then you're chayiv. But not that it, with its chilufin, with its exchange, should combine for three yom tevim. So of course, a chilufa oil shlam is a valid carbon. And of course, if it itself bypasses three yom tevim, you'll violate bal ta'achar. What it's saying in l'shal mai, it and not its chilufin, means to say, not together. Together, they will not combine. Rather, the count starts over. Since it's a new animal, it needs its own three yom tevim to be over on bal ta'achar. Now the Gemara asks, however, this explanation of the braisa is very valid according to the opinions that hold that the violation of bal ta'achar is only after three yom tevim. However, l'remeir d'amar kivin shalav regel echad, but according to Remeir that he says once you already pass, and we mentioned Remeir on the previous daf, you pass one yom tev, or bal ta'achar, you have already violated the bal ta'achar. So Michael Mam, according to him, what are you going to be able to say? What would it mean l'shal mai, but v'lei l'chilufav? So the way we explained was that a combination of the different yom tevim, but according to him, one yom tev already, it's never applicable to have the combination of the two of them. So now the Gemara actually says, Amar Rava, Rava says there is a way of the Gemara's previous teretz to work even for a mayor about not combining the two of them. Because Hachamai Eskin, what we're talking about according to a mayor is Kagin Shahuma Betecha Regal, where the original animal developed a blemish within the first yamtiv. The Chilay, and then it was deconsecrated onto another one, V'arwa Lava Regal, and then the yamtiv passed without him bringing the new one. Now, I would have thought to say, Hoyel Mekirch Kamikasi, since the new one is taking over from the original one. Is command of Allah kula regal dami? It's as if you have already bypassed this whole first yom tiv, and therefore, contrary may you have violated this about the acher. Kamash blah. On the contrary may the translation will be that no, you have not violated because each one was only half, but they do not combine, and therefore you would only have to wait till the next yom tiv for the violation of about the acher. Now the Brayso also said an explanation of the pasuk. V'hoye v'chachet. Another drush we learn that is that in you there will be a sin if you're even about the acher and you don't bring it with him three yom tivim. However, there will not be a sin in your carbon. In other words, your carbon will not become invalidated if you don't bring it within the time frame of Bal Ta'achar. It's only the person that gets the sin, not the carbon. Now that the Gemara asks, is it really true that we learn out the halacha that the carbon does not become invalidated if one bypasses the Isra Bal Ta'achar and not the carbon itself? But Menachem Nafka, we know it from the halacha of the Acherim, where the time we learn the Braisa, Acherim Amrim, others say, you would think, regarding a firstborn animal, where one has already passed by its first year, where actually the mitzvah of bringing the Bechari is within the first year, as the pasuk says in Devarim Tezvav, you should eat it within its year. Now, you would think, if one doesn't have it within the first year, but rather after the first year, then it should be kipsuli hamakdashin, then it should be like karbanas that are invalid, in other words, like a balmum, like a blemished animal. And therefore, the yifasla should become invalid. And since one has already bypassed its first year, where generally a year of the animal will be within three yom tevim in the majority of the years, which will mean to say, bal ta'achar, if you don't bring the bechar within the first year, you have bypassed three yom tevim, which is the requirement of the issa bal ta'achar, and therefore it would become possible and invalid the carbon. Tamalema, that's the pasuk teaching in Devarim, says, V'chalti lafnei Hashem akecha, you should eat in front of Hashem your God, master the tithes of the gancha, tirech, b'tzerecha, of your grain, your wine, and your oil, and uvacharis, and the firstborn of bekarcha v'tzayncha, of your flock and your cattle. Now, makish b'char l'maisa, the pasuk equates two categories, that of the firstborn animals, and of maisa of the tithes, where they were told about maisa dog and the tithes of the grain. Now, we teach the following halacha. Ma meister ein nifsal mishon lechaverta, just like meister the tais, do not become intrinsically invalidated if one has bypassed the year of that meister. As the pasuk says, miktzei shalashanim, at the end of 3 years, in other words, if someone held on to his meister the first year, in the second year, then the third year, he has to take care of his meisters. But it doesn't become invalidated, you didn't do it in this appropriate time. So av pachar, so too we learn regarding the firstborn animal, the pasuk puts them together to say, ein nifsal mishon lechaverta, does not become invalid from 1 year to the next. So although if one bypassed the first year, which initially one should, although one didn't do appropriately, but the carbon, the bechor, does not become invalid, even though it has bypassed three yom tovim, which would be the issa bal ta'achar. So we already know this from the achirim that if one bypasses and one violates the issa bal ta'achar, that he has sinned, but the carbon is not considered sinned and invalid. So why do we need the drasha of that we're learning from our b'raisa of bechachet, v'lo b'karban chachet, if we already know it from the achirim? So the Gemara says itzach. No, we needed our drasha, even though we have this halacha by bechor. I would have thought to say, when would we say that the carbon itself did not become an puzzle when you're violating the Isabel Ta'achar? That's by the firstborn animal. That's not considered a carbon of appeasement. It's just something of a chiv that one has to bring the Bechar. But regarding other carbonates where they are for appeasement, whether it's for an atonement, or whether as a chatas and an ashim, or whether it's like a gift, a derin, like a carbon ayla, the name aloy lir, so I would say that it would not be considered an appeasement, and that since you bring it in sin, because you held on to it more than the time you're allowed to, you have a bal tachar, so this is something that one cannot bring for hartzah. Therefore, kamash milan, that's why we needed our drasha, it's not enough by bechor, because bechor maybe you're allowed to, because it's not for hartzah. And that's why even though you passed it, you could still bring it, but for these carbonates which require hartzah, you would think not. That's Kamashman, that's what we're teaching you, that v'hoi b'chochet, v'lo b'kaban chochet, the carbon does not become invalid if one violates the Isabel Ta'achar. But the Gemara still asks, so fine, we wouldn't know it from this halacha of the Achir. But v'akati, the Gemara continues the top of Amar Alev, mid benazai nafka, we know it from the drasha of benazai. The Tanakh like learned the b'raisa. Benazai says, oisai matam alema. What is the pasuk teaching us when it says oisai? Now, as Teres Kahneman explains, this is in the context of the invalidation of pigul. When someone who's bringing the carbon has in mind, you know, I'm going to sacrifice this or eat this after the time frame or where it's not allowed to be eaten, where the pasuk says lo yiratza, it's not going to be considered willing, and that hamakar vayis, the one that brings it, lo yichashav, is not going to be considered significant, and that is, it's going to be invalidated. You can't, such a carbon is puzzle. Now, the benazai had asked, what is the word oisai coming to teach you? It should just say lo yiratza hamakar, the one who brings it, it will not be considered willing, and it will not be valid. What's oisoi? It sounds like it. There, it's, the carbon is going to be possible by pigel, but it's coming to exclude something else. So that Benazi explains, because lafish, and since there's a pasuk in Devarim that says, loisa achar l'shalmo, you should not be late in fulfilling your pledge and your obligation of bringing the carbon, which is the issa bal ta'achar, shemea nisa, I would also understand that af me'achar nidra b'bal yiratza, that would say that if you violate that component, that makes the carbon puzzle. That would also be lo yiratza. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches you by pigel, oisai. This carbon of pigel, of having this thought of having it outside of its appropriate time or place, that's oisai b'lo yiratza. Only there did we say it's not going to be considered accepted. But ve'emachan nidra b'lei ratza, however, if one delays his obligation, that will not make the carbon puzzle. So therefore you see already a drasha from benazai that it's not going to be b'karbancha chet, it's only in yuchet. So why do we need the drasha b'hayivacha chet to say b'lei b'karbancha? If we have this drasha of oisai by pigel, but it won't be lei ratza, the carbon will not be invalidated by lei sacher. So ela rather, the Gemara says a different drasha. V'chochet is not coming to exclude karbancha, because that we know from Menazai. Rather, b'chochet, it means to say that if you are delaying three yom tovim, or whichever sheet you go in of bringing your obligation, that then b'chochet, you will have a sin, but v'loy be'ishtachachet. However, that will not be considered a sin in your wife. Now, what would that mean? So on that, the Gemara explains. Because solkadat, I would have thought to say, hoyel v'am Rabbi Yechanan, since Rabbi Yechanan says, v'item, as some say, it was Rabbi Lazar, that ein ishtay shalad mesa, a person's wife does not die, unless if they're asking for him money that he owes to Hekdesh, and he doesn't have, and that is he doesn't pay up the vows he has taken. Shneimar, like it says a pasuk in Mishlei, im ein lachal l'shalom, if you don't have with what to pay, lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, why should your bed be taken from beneath you, which is a euphemism for one's wife, which we see that the wife dies when one has obligations, nedarim and nedavos, that he has taken upon himself to bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't bring them, that then his wife dies. I would have thought this is essentially the same thing. If one not only doesn't bring it at all, but even if one delays in bringing his obligation, that could also cause that would be considered a sin for his wife. In other words, that his wife will be punished for him not bringing it, where the wife dies here when he delays, she should also get punished. And that's what the pasuk is teaching, that no, only if regards, if he doesn't bring it at all and he has not what to pay, then do we say that the wife will die. But if he's just delaying in it, then the person who's delaying will be considered sinful. But the wife will not get punished in that type of situation where ultimately he's going to bring it. He's just delayed that either one, two, or three yom tovim, thereby violating the Isra Bal Ta'achar.